Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Well, Advent has begun. Advent is the period between November the 28th and December 24th. It is the period of time in which we anticipate Christ's birth in the season that leads up to Christmas. But that's not the only story about Advent. So for the next 2 weeks, we're going to spend some time talking about Advent. Advent has been described as a time of waiting, a time of awareness, a time of trust, and a time of expectation. And as we move through history, we see that Advent is taking on new meanings, but with the same focus on the return of Jesus Christ. Just what is Advent? For many Christians familiar with the liturgical year, is the period that Christians use to look at the key events such as Advent, Lent, Easter, and the time in between. There seems to be some confusion around the Advent season, however. Some people may know that the Advent season focuses on the expectation portion of it and think that it serves as an anticipation of Jesus' birth. That, as I said, is only part of the story. The word Advent is derived from the Latin word Adventus, meaning coming, which is translated of the Greek parousia. Scholars believe that during the 4th and 5th century in Spain and Gaul, that Advent was a season of preparation for the baptism of new Christians at the January feast of Epiphany, the celebration of God's incarnation that's represented by the visiting of the Magi to the baby Jesus. And you'll find that in Matthew 2 and 1. Some believe, however, that his baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptist and his first miracle at Cana could be also viewed as the time of Advent. During this season of preparation, Christians would spend 40 days in penance, prayer, and fasting to prepare for this celebration. Originally, there was little to no connection between Advent and Christmas. By the 6th century, however, Roman Christians had tied Advent to the coming of Christ. But the coming they had in mind was not Christ's first coming in the manger in Bethlehem, but his second coming in the clouds as judge of the world. It was not until the Middle Ages that the Advent season was explicitly linked to Christ's first coming at Christmas. So Advent is a very important time to us as believers, I think from the two vantage points. As we celebrate and recognize the Christ child coming, and what it meant to the world as God began to roll out his plan of salvation through Jesus Christ. But it does also address that period in between where we are looking not only back on Christ's birth, but also looking forward to when Christ will come again. During this season, it's a great opportunity to practice and prepare our hearts for what God is doing with us as we live in this period of in between. And so we do pray that during this time we grow in awareness, trust, and expectation of what God will do for us in this present season of Advent. During the next week, we will spend some time on some key scriptures to help us understand the various phases of Advent. We will begin next week talking about Advent as a time of awareness of God's sovereignty, and we will be studying out of Psalm 97. So that's your introduction. Take some time this week to go out on the web, also to use some of your study books on Advent, and see what you can find out, and ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in some areas that may help you to reveal what Advent really will mean to you. That's it for this week. And if you have not at this time developed a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and you would like to learn more about it, we invite you to go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab and learn more about it, especially during this season of Advent as we celebrate Christ's arrival and we anticipate his return. Thank you for spending time with us today. Share this podcast with your friends and family, and we look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Bye-bye.